Where in the Bible will I find forgiveness without repentance? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, "If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." Luke 17:3-4. God does not forgive anyone his or her sins until the sinner repents of these sins and then asks God for forgiveness. If one does us wrong, it is our duty to tell him of his wrong and thus rebuke him for his wrong. Then, if he repents, we must forgive him. But if he will not repent, he is not worthy of forgiveness. But we have no right to hold malice against him, nor in any way take vengeance upon him. Jesus gives us the procedure to follow. Take one or two with us, and if he refuses to hear them, we're to bring it before the church. And if he refuses to hear the church, then let him be as a heathen and a publican, that is, let the church withdraw from him and leave him with other sinners. This may cause him to repent. Matthew 18:15-17. No Christian has the right to punish, hold malice against, or abuse sinners that will not repent. A Christian must do right in all things, no matter what the backslider or rebellious member may do. But if the wrongdoer will not repent, we're not at liberty to forgive him. But we must have a ready, willing, and forgiving attitude, and be ready to forgive anyone when they ask for forgiveness. Jesus said, "But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Matthew 6:15. Christ loved everyone, even while they were sinners. He suffered and died to bring them to repentance. We should also love everyone, be willing to suffer that they may be brought to repentance, and be kind, gentle, and long-suffering to help them, to turn them to God. But there is and can be no forgiveness with God or man without repentance. And when a man sincerely repents, he will confess and ask forgiveness of the one or ones he has wronged.